This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for all your mortgage brokering needs. Well, in the studio now is Tyler McCleary. He's the manager at a new restaurant in Montgomery Mall called Crave, C-R-A-V-E. And on the telephone with us now is Jacob Askin. He is from Diversified Construction, who was the head contractor for putting the restaurant in the mall for you. So because we're a real estate radio show, I was fascinated by the whole entire layout and how awesome it is. And it's at a mall. So what I wanted to get into is for Jacob, what was it like when someone came to the idea saying, hey, I want to build this incredible layout, it's at the mall?
Well, we've worked at plenty of malls in the past, so we had a good idea of the kind of expectations of what challenges to expect and things of that nature. We've also done, you know, every Crave that's out there throughout the United States, so we also were familiar with the project itself, which helps.
Now, Jacob, in Montgomery County, is it easy putting up a restaurant, or is there a lot of challenges?
There are many challenges. The county has a special inspections program that we had to go through. So because of the nature of the project, we had to add grease ducts for the restaurant, and the mall would not let us go and penetrate through the Macy's space.
Ooh.
So we essentially had Macy's.
Yeah.
Yep. They wouldn't let us go through their space, but we had to find a way to get the grease duct to the roof. And because of that, we had to essentially add on an entire new structure to the existing building just to run the grease duct through. And because of that, there was a lot of structural building involved that we had to hire a special inspections company to essentially, verify that we were building it correctly throughout the process. And that was actually required by the county in order to get a permit. We had to have that contract signed already. And then at the end of the project, we had to take all of their reports and turn them in for our certificate of occupancy.
So it seems the challenge isn't really the inspections and stuff at the county, it's more of getting around which the mall is going to let you do and what they're not going to let you do.
That's part of it, but the county itself has pretty strict regulations. The health code is more arduous than places we've worked in the past.
Okay. Well, Tyler, let's jump over to you. You're the manager over at Crave.
Yes, sir.
You actually don't, you're not even from the area.
Not at all.
And you come move here, and you're running this big, powerful restaurant.
Yes, it's a little challenging, but it's fun. You know, this is the fourth city I've lived in with Crave in the past year and a half. Originally from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
Big Reds fan. No. But I was down in Florida for a while, and I moved here from Texas, so it's fun. You kind of get to see the different environments and the Crave does. And the great thing about it is we can really adapt because the menu's so vast. You can feed anybody. You know, but no matter what you want, I guarantee there's something on the menu we can find for you. And that's what's great about it. So it's been fun. It's been challenging, but it's been really a great experience overall being here in Bethesda.
Now let me ask you a question from your experience, because you've jumped around from different restaurants in different cities. Being in a mall, Tyson's Mall does well. Montgomery Mall does well.
Mm-hmm.
They're shutting down White Flint Mall.
Yeah.
The one in Baltimore, Westfield, is like being shut down. It's empty. What makes Montgomery Mall so powerful?
Or you look at where it's at. I mean, you got Rockville right there. You know, I know Potomac's really quick. I mean, it's not far from D.C. It's a very big destination. Honestly, the Arclight Theater, it makes it a great destination spot. That's a recent development there, and it's ever since then it's pulled a lot of people there. They just put a lot of effort into it. I mean, while we're brand new, there's a lot of other brand new things going in too. We've got a lot more restaurants, a lot of shops. There's something new opening every couple of weeks. So it's just more the effort that the mall itself is putting into it. It's really kind of flourishing and doing a lot of good things for both the mall and the people around.
And the employees that you guys were able to get. I mean, literally I walked in there and it's like, I knew people from like different competition restaurants, I guess.
Yeah.
And they all flow to you.
Yeah, it's the new thing. I mean, it's the good thing is crazy exciting. It's something different. I mean, you're not going to see another restaurant with the same kind of the selection we have. You know, it's sushi and American food together. It's a fusion. Usually the sushi aspect scares people, but no, it's part of what we do. It's half of our restaurant, so we're really, really passionate about it. And, you know, we preach that to the staff when we interview. Like, we don't just pick up anybody. We need somebody who wants to be there and be, you know, care about what they do. We require passion. That's what we're all about. So, yeah, it's fun. We've got people from all over. Some of the best, you know, the biggest names in the city are working for us now. It's been very exciting.
Right. I walked in there. I'm like, oh, I used to go to that deli. And yeah. I used to go to that place. And
it's fun.
Yeah, it's amazing. And what about the happy hour? That's what it attracted me was the happy hour at first.
Yeah, you know, being a young guy.
Not the drinking part. The food. The food.
The drinks are good, too, though. It's all handcrafted. But no, it's great. So, we wanted to really hit it home and go big. So, it's every day. Every day but Sunday. So, 3 to 6 every day. We've got a great, like, it's kind of small plates, some really nice drinks, you know, from $3 to $6, and it's easy. If you walk in, it's very nice. You look around, you know, a lot of, you know, chandeliers that are hand blown glass and everything. So it can be a little intimidating, but the idea of happy hours make it very easy, kind of inviting everybody, because we want to be casual, fine dining. So the happy hours for the young person, you know, they come in, you don't have to, you know, break the bank to come in, just, you know, have a good time. And save some money. It's really good. So,
and what about the effect? I mean, you're in a beautiful restaurant. You're looking out, and it's like you feel like you're at an airport. People are walking by, and I'm a people watcher, so it's okay for me.
It's a prime destination for people watching. I'll tell you that. You see some crazy things at the mall. It's fun. You kind of just, I mean, I don't know. It's awesome. We got that patio out there. You can kind of sit and do that very, you know, that very thing, if you will. But yeah, it's very much like an airport. You're right about that. It's entertaining.
And some people, when I eat there, because we'll have guests and events there, they kind of, it's a different way to dine.
It is, and that kind of goes back to the casual fine dining, because you're going to, the money you spend, you're going to get something worth it. You know, it's going to be worth it, essentially. But as good as the food is, we make sure the service is even better, because, I mean, that's really what hits home. I mean, there's so many great restaurants in this area that, you know, one thing that needs us to stand out has to be the service. I mean, you want to feel like you're at home, or, you know, we tell all of our servers and everything to crave like it's your house. You're throwing a big house party every single day, and so you need to have people come in. You want to wow them, so they come back, and they, you know, they go tell all their friends that'll crave the place to be. You're going to be comfortable, and you're going to have a good time. So.
And think about being a hero. When I go to Crave, it's like I tell my wife I'm going to the mall, and it's like, oh, can you pick this up? And it's I'm killing two birds with one stone and having fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to bring home something good to your wife. You know, you're a good place to go. Crave's got a lot of great things for that. So.
Right. And then, so let's talk about the construction being in. I mean, it's explain the layout and the design. Like, what's the whole purpose behind, like, your theme?
So we want it to be very open. When you walk into Crave, you're going to see it's very bright. And again, I always touch base, you know, to talk about these hand-blown glass chandeliers we have. It's a guy named Andrew out of New Orleans. He does them for all Craves across the country, and they're just very elegant, you know? But while we have all these very nice pieces and everything looks very, very fancy, if you will, it's also very casual. I mean, you're going to see it's not going to be tablecloths on the tables or anything like that. Our servers, they wear ties, but it's kind of a laid back kind of feel, you know? So as far as construction, we want it to be happy. We want you to come in and be in a great mood from the second you walk in. So it's kind of what it's been built for. I mean, you can see that we've got this giant wine tower in the middle of the restaurant. You know, it's clear glass. You can see it.
I saw that. I feel like I'm in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. We have one in Vegas. We just opened Summerlin a couple months ago. But yeah, so it's the idea is big, big space, open, bright. We just want to be, I mean, we want it to be a party at all times. So you guys can, you know, have a good time.
Perfect. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Tyler McCleary. He's the manager over at Crave, the restaurant over at Montgomery Mall. Mm-hmm. And I'm your host, Todd LeBorwood, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network AM 1260 The Answer. Now, let's get into the food.
Okay.
So there's a lot of food critics in this area.
Yes.
I'm one myself. It's good food.
Mm-hmm.
What are your specialties? Like, I like the burgers were amazing.
Yes, they are.
And creative.
Yeah.
In the wings, there was like,
they're
some,
huge.
Yeah.
The wings are, they're crazy. I mean, we've had those on the menu forever, and yeah, they're impressive to say the least. So I get asked a lot, what's the best thing to crave? And honestly, my first answer is, well, everything. The whole idea is that, you know, you could have a group of 10 people, no idea what they want to eat. You can bring them to Crave and everybody can find something they're going to love. I mean, we do bachelor parties. We've done, you know, business meetings. Literally, it's across the board. Whatever you need, Crave can be there and cater to whatever that event may be. So while I'm a big sushi fan, I always push people towards the sushi side. It's fresh, never frozen. It's hand-rolled sushi. You can watch them do it at the sushi bar itself there. I always go that route, but really, you can't go wrong. The burgers, like you mentioned, it's certified Angus beef. So it's, you know, it's really great, great beef. It's a good product. And all of our products, it's all made in-house. Like, we don't do frozen. That's just not something we want to do at all. So we want to keep it nice. And that's You know, I said, you can't really go wrong. Pick something on the menu. I guarantee you'll love it.
And what about the TVs? You got sports?
Yes, absolutely. You're going to always see sports on there. It's again, it kind of plays to the whole whatever you're looking for. I mean, if you want to come watch Super Bowl at Crave, I guarantee you have a great time. But if you want to go watch CNN or in the middle of the day, you can do that too. Wow. So, yeah, absolutely, the NCAA tournament.
What was interesting is when we first, decided to have an event at Crave, the reason why we picked it is because we're a radio show, and basically we have guests that are all over the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, but what better location than to have it right off 270 for someone coming from D.C., Virginia, or from Maryland to just easy in, easy out. I mean, I had people come from Manassas or Woodbridge, and they're like, oh, it's so easy to get here.
Oh, yeah, it's right off the highway. You can't go wrong. I mean, it's a big, you can't miss the mall there. You know, it's pretty easy to get there. So
that might be the secret for its success.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, most Craves are in a mall or something along those lines. Like, we've got one at the Mall of America. The first Crave was in Edina, and we're based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So we found a lot of great success being parts of malls because constant foot traffic. I mean, there's always going to be somebody there. So you're always getting somebody who's walking by the front door, and it's great. It's very, very successful for sure.
Did you get caught sneaking over to another restaurant in that mall?
Yeah, every now and then. I mean, we like to make friends, all right? It's there's plenty of business go around, so we'd be more than happy to go in and dine at other places. Yeah, check out the competition. So,
well, Tyler, thank you so much for being here. Great establishment. Check it out. And if you want more information, just go to our website, dcrealestateradio.com. That's dcrealestateradio.com, and you'll see Crave, and you'll have a video of how it got started, more construction details behind it. But coming up next, we have the Real Estate Roundtable, and we're going to pull everybody in and go over some questions and answers.